Hey, greetings, everybody. It is Brother Tupos.
And Sister Amen.
I caught Sister Amen off guard. I started our audio. We're just going to do this one on the fly, Sister Amen. You got some thoughts for us today. I have some thoughts. Uh-huh. We hope you're all doing well. We traveled today, had a really good travel day, got to the town we wanted to get to. So we're always thankful for that. In van life, you're always thankful when you get where you need to be without breaking down. So small things. Well, it's not small. It's huge. We got here and we had the gospel going out along the way. And we stopped at a rest stop. What'd you do at the rest stop, Sister Amen?
Sister and I washed some clothes.
Yep.
Praise God.
Washed some clothes and...
Hey, we need to back up for the morning, though.
Oh, what happened in the morning?
I went into the Goodwill.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there was a handful of people in there, and I was just kind of... I looked around the store, but then I was like, maybe looking for somebody to witness to. And everybody seemed like really preoccupied and busy, and it just didn't seem right. I saw a woman there had a skirt on, and she had like her hair in a bun. So I assumed maybe that's some kind of religious group, you know, kind of looked like that. And I kind of lurked around her for a while, seeing if there might be an opening, but she seemed really busy, and so... Finally, I went to leave. I was a little bit dejected, and I thought, well, I'm going to give the cashier a gospel card, even though I didn't buy anything. And I told her, I said, you do a really good job in the store. Here's some good news for you to read while you're standing there, because there was nobody checking out. Just as I gave it to her, the woman with the skirt and the bun, she came walking up, and she was like, ma'am, excuse me, ma'am. And I turned around, and she said, I saw you over there by the skirts. Are you looking for a denim skirt? I saw one in there, and I thanked her, and I said, no, I don't really need one of those. I was just looking, and I said, but maybe you need some good news. And I gave her the gospel card, and she took it and turned around, and she thanked me, and she was walking away reading the card.
That's awesome.
And so I was like, it's almost like God sent that woman up to me, because she was the one out of the store that I was kind of looking at to maybe try to witness to. So
that's awesome.
That made me rejoice.
Perfect timing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, God is faithful if you're willing.
He is. Yeah, like I said, we traveled. We got where we needed to be. We got a little bit of time to work online today. And What else on your mind, Sister Amen?
Well, I was thinking while I was in the store there, the unbiblical Christmas music was playing. And one of the songs on there, I'm not going to sing it in the tune. I'm just going to say a sentence of the words. It says, the most wonderful time of the year.
Yeah.
And then they also say, happiest season of them all. And I was thinking about how Satan likes to compartmentalize so-called peace and joy and happiness.
Oh, well, there's definitely a spirit of this time of year.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's like it's got to, pump people up for the season. You know, before you even get to it, you got to be all happy and joyous and filled with peace and give it to everybody. But we know the real peace comes from the Lord, John 14:27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Yeah. And so, have you ever thought about this, sisters? You know, Satan has this Christmas season, and it's the most wonderful time of the year.
Supposedly.
The happiest season, that's for him it is, and for those who follow it. But then when January 1st is all done, it's like a dark season and people go into depression. They got
suicides go super high then.
Oh, they do. And it's like all this false facade lifting you up in the flesh over circumstantial joy and happiness.
Yeah.
When those in Christ have it from within, from him.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah, amen.
Yeah. So I was thinking about that today.
Yeah. Anything else, Sister Amen? Anything else on your heart and mind today?
Well, I would just like to say, you know, in this ministry life, there's a lot of ups and downs and trials that we have to go through, and we always have to keep our eyes focused on the Lord.
Yeah.
And each day we still got to do the works that are in front of us, regardless of what's going on or what you might have to battle in your flesh or your mind or your spirit. You got to keep pressing forth because, you know, he laid his life down for us, and we ought to do that for him. We have the hope of eternal life in front of us, and no matter what's going on, we can have that joy and peace that we were just talking about.
Yeah, amen.
And keep pressing on for him, because what we don't want to do is be distracted with other things that might be going on that we have to deal with. We can't just put them away. We have to deal with them. but yet there's works in front of us and we don't want to miss maybe a potential sheep or a seeker because we're allowing our flesh to get wrapped up in other things.
All kinds of distractions, all kinds. Today was a trying day for us. Won't go into the details, but there's all kinds of distractions, discouragements, evil working all around you, enemies of God, all types of things. Yeah, we can't lose sight of Christ. All eyes on Christ, as we talk about.
Right. Amen. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You got scripture verse for us today?
I do. It is Hebrews 11, 24 through 26. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward.
Oh, I like that.
I love all of Hebrews. Well, we love it all, but yeah anyway.
Yeah. I just thought, I don't know, my mind's on a lot of different things right now, and I just thought I was going to read a few verses on the glory. I thought I'd just read these. Thought it might be encouraging. Yeah. Matthew 6:13. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Today's just one of these days. I just want to focus on the glory of the Lord, I think.
Right.
And the Son of Man, or Matthew 16:27. And the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his work. So thinking about the glory of Christ. Matthew 24:30. And then shall appear the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn. They shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and with great glory. Matthew 25:31. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, and then he shall sit upon his throne. He shall sit upon the throne of his glory. Let's think about that. Mark 8:38. Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in glory of his Father with his holy angels. Christ is coming in glory, Sister Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Mark 13:26. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. Luke 2:9. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone about them, and they were sore afraid. Luke 2:14. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards all men. I like that. Let's see some other verses on glory. Let's go into the epistles here. Or I'll do John 17:22. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given to them, that they may be one, even as we are one. And let's see. Romans 2:10. But glory and honor and peace unto every man that worketh good, to the Jew first and also to the Gentile. The glory of God just keeps going on and on, mm-hmm. unto men, unto his people.
Right. Well,
let's see. Here's a little different one. Romans 5:3. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations, also knowing that tribulation worketh
patience. Yeah.
We got that today, didn't we, Sister Amen?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it works patience. We have to work through all of that.
Yep.
Part of and let's see. Romans 9:23. And that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy, which he had afore prepared unto glory. Romans 15:7. Wherefore receive ye one another, as Christ also received us to the glory of God. So we receive each other that way. 1 Corinthians 1:31. That according it is written, that he glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. We're supposed to glory in the Lord, right? We got to make sure that we keep our eyes focused on the Lord. Let's see what else we got here. I'm just going through the verses and scriptures about glory. Second Corinthians 1:20. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us. Let us all do things for the glory of God, right?
Amen.
Yeah.
Let's see. Can I read one?
Oh, yeah, go for it. I'm just going through looking for more.
Okay, I want to read this one. Revelation 21, 23. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof.
I love that. That's one
yes,
of my favorite
so
ones.
Keep
looking for some more if you want.
From you.
2 Corinthians 10, 17. But he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. I like that. We should be glorying in the Lord.
Oh, I got one. I got one coming here. Right here. Ready for this?
I'm ready.
And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God.
Amen.
You know what? What a blessing to be able to read that even.
Yep. Amen. Amen. 2 Corinthians 12:9. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me.
Yeah.
So we got to make sure that we're taking glory in the right thing so that God can work through us. Galatians 1:5, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. God's going to have the glory forever. It's never going to end.
Right. Can I do one?
Yeah, go for it.
I'm working in Revelation. Revelation 14, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give him glory, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters.
Yeah, amen. Worship him. How about this one? Ephesians 1:6. To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. Yeah, we don't accept Christ. He made us accepted. Glory to God for that.
What one was that?
Ephesians 1:6.
I'm going to have to remember that next time somebody says, accept Jesus.
Yeah. Oh,
say,
yeah.
I need to go back and read that.
Yeah, it's
you
a good one.
Wrong. How about this? Revelation 7, saying, amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen.
Yeah, there's that forever and ever, yeah.
I don't know if I keep reading these. I'm not going to be able to go back to sleep. I'm going to be like, or not back to sleep, but go to sleep.
Go to sleep.
I'll be like all excited.
Ephesians 1:12. That we should be to the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ. So to be to the praise of his glory.
Right.
Ephesians 1:17, that God, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, he's the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in knowledge of him.
Yeah, what a gift to have knowledge of him. How about Revelation 5:13? And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and such are as in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever.
Mm.
I love that.
Philippians 1:11. Being filled with the fruits of righteousness which are by Christ Jesus, or Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. Glory and praise of God just keeps going over and over again. Here's another one, Philippians 2:11. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
I like that, yeah. Can I slip another one in?
Yeah, go ahead.
Revelation 4:11. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created.
Yeah, amen. Yeah, Christ the Creator. Colossians 1:27, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of the mystery among the Gentiles, which Christ in you, the hope of glory. We have the hope of glory.
Right.
Let us remember that.
Yeah, it is a hope.
1 Thess 2:12, that you should walk worthy of God who hath called you unto his kingdom and glory.
How about Jude 1:25? To the only wise God our Savior be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen.
Yeah. Hebrews 2:7, Thou made him a little lower than the angels. Thou crownest him with glory and honor and didst set him over the work of thy hands. Let's see. 1 Peter 1:7. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perish, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto the praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ.
How about 2 Peter 3:18? But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and forever. Amen. Yeah. I love that. It always, not always, but often says now and forever.
Yeah. 1 Peter 2:20, for what glory is it then if we be buffeted for your faults that ye shall take it patiently? But if when you do well, suffer for it, ye take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. I like that, acceptable with God, that we take these things well. Let's see if there's a few more here. 1 Peter 5:4, when the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away.
Oh, I love that.
Let's see, unless you got another, any more, I guess this could be our last one. 1 Peter 5:11, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. I guess we'll leave it right there, Sister Amen.
Yeah, because I just went to Psalms and we'd be here till tomorrow. Yeah,
today was a good day on our audio edification to just think of the glory of God. And that will help us overcome all the trials and all the things that we have to do. We have to do a lot of hard things and overcome them and keep our focus on Christ so that tomorrow, the Lord wills, and we get another day, we're going to get up and we're going to go forth and we're going to preach the gospel at some events. And we're going to push on past all these trials, tribulations, and through all types of adversities. Because why? Because he's worthy.
He is.
And the glory of God must shine forth.
Oh, yeah.
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 Anything else, Sister Amen?
Yeah, we don't want anything to stop it. Because we love him because he first loved us.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Now, and we love the saints, too, who are striving on and willing to lay down their life for him, to lose it and pick up their stake and follow after him, because he's done it all. Now we just have to do our part.
Amen.
We can through his power and his strength, all by him and for him.
Amen. Remember the gospel. Check it out at don'tperish.com. And strive on for the glory of God. He is worthy. We love you all. We hope this was edifying to you. Think of the glory of God and then set your mind, your heart, your life towards it. And you will never regret it in eternity. But if you don't, it'll be a sorry thing, sad thing to fall in the hands of an angry God.
Yeah. Amen.
Test yourself. Let us know how we can help you. We love you all. Hopefully tomorrow we'll have some reports from the Gospel Road. As we're striving on for another day, we're not let go of the hope of the glory of Christ that is in us.
Amen.
All right. We love you all. God be praised.